Good morning, Bay Area. Happy Wednesday to you. And we have come again with the Real Estate Corner, where you do the realty chit-chat with real estate broker Jeevan Zuchi and expert mortgage broker George Duarte. So Jeevan Zuchi is a real estate broker who specializes in marketing homes, apartment buildings, office buildings and businesses. And if you would like to make an appointment with him, the number to call is 510-589-3702. On the other hand, George Duarte, who's an expert mortgage broker, can be found at 510-377-9059. He can help you with the purchase and refinancing of homes and real estate. The email ID for George is georgelduarte, D-U-A-R-T-E, at gmail.com. And for Jeevan Zuchi, it's jeevan.zuchi at gmail.com. Zuchi has a Z in it. So before this introduction, let me remind you that you can call in the studio and ask any real estate related questions. The number to studio is 510-657-1170. 510-657-1170. And you can call and ask any real estate related question from Jeevan Zuchi and George Duarte. So without further ado, let's welcome our special Real Estate Corner experts. Hello, how are you doing, guys?
Good morning.
Adab, Sat Sri Akal, Namaste. George, can you say that?
No.
Adab.
Hadam.
Sat Sri Akal.
Sat Sri Akal.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Wonderful.
Oh, that was awesome attempt, George.
I know Namaste. I've heard that before.
Namaste, yeah.
Yes. So what is the hot shot topic for today?
Well, as you said beautifully, you know, I have been a licensed real estate professional since, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And I can help you, anyone you know, with all your real estate needs, such as buying, selling, investing, vacant land, condos, multifamily, 1031 exchange, and also foreclosure. And, you know, I can also tell you what we'll be offering you when you list your property with us. You know, we'll be offering so many services, and I'll list few. We'll be deep cleaning your home. You know, we will be working with top of the line staging companies to make your home look very good. It's very important sometimes to stage the property.
Exactly.
And you know, we work with a professional title company, so the escrow is handled very properly. And we also have a team of professional contractors, and those contractors can help you fix homes at very reasonable cost. It's always very important to take a look at the home and see if there are any deficiencies, because when the prospective buyers come, first impression is the last impression. They see the home, and if it is done well, professionally, you know, fixed, cleaned, everything is, you know, looks good, and most of the cases properly staged, you know, they fall in love with the house.
You know, there is a Hindi, there is a saying, I don't know which area, it's dikhta hai jo bikta hai.
Absolutely.
So what's visible will be sold.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So you should make it visible.
Absolutely. And also, you already know that our partner, you know, our mentor, our George Duarte, who is truly, you know, one of the best mortgage specialists in the area with many, many years of experience. We work with him. And, you know, what we do, when you call us, we will connect you with, the buyers who need financing before they can buy anything. You first call George, and he approves you. He says you are good to go. And then we start looking for a home for you. And there are so many homes which are available at this time. As you know, we get this question asked very frequently these days. They say, could the South Bay superheated real estate market finally be showing signs of cooling? Well, more sellers in San Jose have been lowering their prices on real estate website Zillow. And rising interest rates have economists looking for a slowdown. But I have also, I will definitely caution you, my friends, that if you are working with a professional realtor, what he or she will do is an analysis of your property. And they will prepare CMA, which is going to be based on latest statistics. And also, you know, they will list your property very accurately based on those numbers. Now, why you see sometimes so many homes which are sitting in the market? You know, one of the major reasons is because they were overpriced. So, friends, you have to work with a professional realtor, a professional mortgage broker, a professional title company, a professional group of people who are going to make your, you know, this entire process very smooth and without any problems. And the floor now is for George.
Thanks, Jivan. Yeah, Jivan is right. It's really important to go through the financing first. When you're first considering purchasing a home, it's really important to look at all of your circumstances and get the financing out of the way. Really, purchasing a home is a two-stage process. First, getting the financing lined up, and then second is actually finding the specific home and the specific property and investigating that. We've all heard horror stories about people who have gotten into real estate transactions and then, you know, somehow it's fallen apart or been delayed or some major disappointment. And it's usually because items were not addressed up front, particularly regarding the buyer's financing situation. There's a lot of features involved with getting a home loan. I've got to look at your credit score, your credit history. You've got to look at the how much money you've got for down payment and closing costs. What is the source of that money? Is it yours? Is it a gift? If it's a gift, you know, where is it coming from? Can it be documented? And that all has to be arranged in advance. You've got to look at you know, how much down payment you can have, what that reflects in terms of a loan amount, in terms of a purchase price. What sort of payment is that going to be? And because you have qualifying ratios. Loans these days, well, very few loans, unless there are certain circumstances, which are available, and I could talk about that in a minute, you have to qualify, which means that you have to be able to prove that you can make the payment. And so one of the regulations that came into effect in the last few years was called ATR, Ability to Repay. So a borrower has to be able to prove that they can afford to make the payment. And essentially, that means that your overall debt load of your principal and interest on your mortgage, your property taxes, your insurance, and if there's a homeowners association dues, and your other debt, student loans, car payments, whatever that other debt might be, cannot exceed 44 to 45% of your gross monthly income. Very important figure to understand. That's where the majority of good A-paper loans are. Now, there are programs that are available. It's very important to understand. Because the economy has improved so much in the last few years and there's a lot of money flying around, mm-hmm. a lot of lenders have come out with alternative programs. So they're called non-QM programs. QM means qualified mortgage. So there is and always has been and always will be a market for people who don't quite fit in the qualified mortgage category. And these are people who are self-employed, people who are foreign nationals, people who may have some credit issues or might have some higher qualifying ratios, yet still are able to have the wherewithal for a down payment and to acquire a property, particularly self-employed people. And you know, I've got some information that for loan programs from various lenders that I work with as a mortgage broker to address those issues. So, yes, rates are important, and but it's not just about the rates or having the absolute best rate, but being able to enable someone to take advantage of an opportunity or to solve a problem or to achieve a goal. So that's really the big picture, and get somebody moving along and helping them out is what's important. So in terms of rates, You know, the rates went up a bit last week. We've got the 10-year bond yield is at 3.22% today, and there is a mortgage. The 10-year bond is there's an auction today, and it's very important to see where that will go. So the important trading line is at 3.25%. So if the rates, the 10-year bond yield goes over 3.25%, there is apparently a lot of room for it to continue considerably higher. If it doesn't quite break through that limit of 3.25, then we've got we should be somewhat stable for a little bit, which would be good news. So what this translates into, right now, I did an outline, and for someone who was purchasing an $800,000 home and putting 25% down with a $600,000 mortgage, that's called a 75% loan to value, we're looking at a rate of 5% and no points. 5% and no points. So that payment, and also that assumes a 750 credit score. So this is optimum circumstances. You know, large down payment, great credit score. And so it's 5% today, and that's the payment would be $3,220.93 for principal and interest. $3,220.93 for principal and interest. So just to give you an idea of ballpark, you know, what we're looking at there. So that's kind of what's happening. The Dow is down today, 351 points, and the NASDAQ is down 146 points. Gold is up at $1,192 an ounce, which is still a lot of room to run up there, so for fears of inflation. And then silver is a little over $14 an ounce.
You know, George, that brings up the question.
Yeah, so actually, before we continue our educational real estate chit-chat, let me give the information once more. So as I have learned about the flowchart, how it works, so whenever you think about buying, first, you should get contacted with the mortgage broker. So there comes George Duarte. The number to call him is 510-377-9059. And his email ID is georgelduarte@gmail.com. So after you discuss your mortgage and your financing and everything with George, then comes our real estate broker, Jeevan Zuchi. The number to call him is 510-589-3702, and his email ID is jeevan.zuchi@gmail.com. So we have an incredible team who can help you with financing, purchasing, even getting you at your right home's doorstep, and how to go further. So that was from me, and let's continue.
You know what you did?
Yeah.
You just got even with me. You had asked me a question at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
How was my medical appointment?
Right.
I did not answer.
Yeah.
Because we quickly...
We got into the studio, yes.
And now, when I was going to say something, you immediately got even with me. You didn't let me...
No, this information is so much like important, because there are people out there who want to buy a house, but they need some reliable information to get connected.
I was just joking.
Yeah, so I was just directing them to the right team.
I was just joking, but you know what George just said?
Uh-huh.
Interest rates are now moving up.
Yeah.
And they were very low, as we all know.
Right.
And you know, this is another question that so many people keep on asking, what's going to happen to the real estate? And I always tell them, buy now.
Mm-hmm.
Because real estate, you know, it's an asset. It's not like stocks, it's not like bonds, it's not like, you know, it's a tangible asset. And if you are looking for a home, why do you care? You know, because you need a home. You want a place for your children. You want a good school district. You like to settle down. Why are you worried about whether the prices are going up or down? I mean, it's not an investment property.
Right.
Am I right, George?
Right. Well, you need a place to live.
Exactly. A place to live.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And having your own home, either your you have your own home or you're paying rent. And if you're paying rent, you're paying somebody else's
mortgage. And I think it's a wrong, like the flowchart is all wrong. We think about selling it first before buying.
Absolutely.
What will be the selling price? So we should be thinking about the house we will be living in. Will it be, the conditions will be more like suitable for us, for the kids, the neighborhood, as we discussed earlier. Yeah,
exactly.
So, but yeah, now people are thinking about selling first.
You're exactly right. And it's, you have to look at, you know, what features are important to you. So, you know, sit down and make a wish list.
Right.
You know, what sort of features of a home? Do you prefer perhaps a condominium? Maybe you're not real good at home maintenance or gardening or those sorts of things outside, like in a single family home.
Yeah.
And you like the convenience of just having all that taken care of by somebody else, and you just want to have maybe a condo or a townhouse. On the other hand, mm-hmm. you might be the type of person who tends to be handy,
mm-hmm.
and you know, you like gardening and you like having a single family home, and you don't want to pay homeowners dues.
True.
Absolutely.
And maybe the, you know, so you have to think about that, and then you have to think about, well, do I need two bedrooms? Do I need three bedrooms? Do I need two baths? Do I need two and a half baths? And just kind of go through the wish list of what you must have.
And the resale value comes way after that.
Exactly. And then think about, you know, where you have to live for the next 2, 3, 5, 7 years. And that depends upon where you are in life. If you're a first-time buyer,
right.
you might have a shorter time range. You know, if you're maybe a young married couple,
mm-hmm.
and then you're looking to have a family and expand, so a nice maybe, you know, two-bedroom condo might be good for now,
mm-hmm.
but maybe 5 or 7 years from now, well, you know, you have a couple of kids and you need more room, and then, you know, you graduate from there.
Sure.
On the other hand, you might be, you know, a more mature couple in your 50s or 60s, you know, you've had your kids, they moved out,
mm-hmm.
you have your big house, it's, you know, 2,500 or 3,000 square feet. Maybe you don't need that much anymore. Now, you know, you're looking to downsize. Maybe a condo is good for you or a smaller single family. So these are all things that you have to think about in your mind.
You know, I have buyers who have been just waiting.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you,
mm-hmm.
the past 4 years, 6 years, you know what has happened to the real estate market.
True.
And they're still looking.
They will keep looking.
They're still looking, and they're analyzing every day,
yeah.
you know, as if it's a software or a hardware project.
Right.
Come on, it's a real estate, you know, project.
Exactly.
Give it to us. We'll
tell
you what
to do. To get to the other end, you have to jump in the water
and
first.
And we'll tell you what
that's
to do.
That's good analogy, yes.
Yes.
Right.
You cannot just sit on the bank and
you
keep looking.
Exactly. Right. And you can see the appreciation that
right.
has
been. Well, real
right.
estate, it's like a train. You know, it's, you can sit there and watch it go by, or you can get on it and have it take you where you want to go.
Exactly.
Well, very well put.
Exactly what George said.
Right.
I mean, now the median price of a home in Fremont is $1,168,800.
Oh, my God.
That's the median price.
Crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
And I remember some buyers,
mm-hmm.
when I offered a home which was only $600,000, and that was not that long ago,
mm-hmm.
just 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And they were just, you know, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Seems
right
that.
Now, if they had done what we advised them to do,
true.
Or what we suggested them to do,
that would have been a golden investment.
Right now, the, you know, the home price.
Plus, in the meantime, they're still paying rent.
Yeah.
And they're paying somebody else's mortgage.
Other person's EMI. I get that. Now,
right.
rent is somebody else's EMI.
You know, but let me give, really, let me tell you, there are some buyers, young buyers,
mm-hmm.
they're very clear-minded. Very clear-minded. They know exactly what they want. And when we give them any advice or any suggestion, they immediately take it. Like I had a few buyers, and they could not buy a home in Fremont. They could not buy a home in the South Bay. And I told them, I said, it should not stop you. Why are you stopping in Fremont? Just move out. I mean, there's a circle always, you know, which keeps on expanding. As we have seen, now the circle has gone all the way up to Tracy.
Yes, different locations.
Different
and, you know, it's
locations.
So great that you said that. So I was just looking in Money Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I have a subscription to that, as well as many other, you know, financial magazines and information. And in their latest issue in October, they have the annual 100 Best Places to Live in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pleased to report that our very own Dublin, California, right here,
woohoo,
in Alameda County, came in number 7
wow,
on this
wow.
list of best places to live in the United States. Crazy.
That's a
nice,
national
yeah,
list. It's
exactly.
not a local
yes.
Can you believe it?
The population of Dublin is 67,839. The median family income is $141,471. The median home price is $794,000, almost $800,000. Projected job growth from 2017 to 2022 is 4.86%. It has 260 clear days of sunshine per year. And the high school graduation rate is 96.9%.
Amazing.
Wow.
And I am so delighted, and I would like to congratulate my three buyers.
Who bought a home in Dublin.
They listened to me.
There we go.
And we went to Pleasanton, Dublin, Livermore, and finally they got some new construction, new homes, and believe me, you know,
it's got a great location, too.
They're trusting your real estate broker.
One of them has a puja.
Okay.
This coming Friday.
Show him the one. Show him the pamphlet.
No, I mean, it's just
he'll be delighted.
I mean, those buyers, I really, if they're listening, I congratulate them because they're so clear-minded young people and they knew exactly what they want. They listened to me. They went with me. And they bought their homes, and they're settled. So, as George said,
there you go.
You don't stop in Fremont or, you know, anywhere. There is, you know, there are some places which
evolving,
are
which
even,
are evolving.
Even better.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Dublin's a great location. It's got BART right there. It's, you know, it's easy to take off to the east up to Yosemite. It's, you know, access to the peninsula.
So, yeah. Listeners, you know who to call. You call George and get your financing straightened out. And then you call Jeevan Zutshi. And I am going to definitely make sure that if it is a home, an investment property, apartment building, office building, land, or 1031 exchange that a lot of realtors still don't probably, I shouldn't say understand, but they may not be able to really relate to it.
Might not be that familiar with it.
You know, because they may be doing only residential or something, but we do multifamily, you know, we do investing. So we know what 1031 exchange is. It's very important because sometimes, you know, you just sell your home and you pay the taxes because nobody told you that you have to go through the exchange. So friends, call us and we'll definitely take care of you. George? Am I right?
Absolutely. Yep. Definitely have to. Everybody is unique. Everybody is an individual. Every circumstance is different. That's what makes this business so interesting. It's not the same old cookie cutter thing at all. You know, and that's keeps it interesting.
So you heard it from the expert that you have to go to George Duarte for the mortgage needs and to Jeevan Zutshi for all the real estate needs. But he forgot to give the number, so let me add to it. The number to call George Duarte is 510-377-9059, and George L. Duarte is his email ID. That goes with gmail.com, so it's georgelduarte@gmail.com. And for Jeevan Zutshi, the number to call is 510-589-3702. Let me repeat the number, 510-589-3702, and the email ID is jeevan.zutshi@gmail.com. Zutshi has a Z in it. So we are almost at the end of our show. So would you like to sum up anything or any parting thoughts for our listeners?
I have a website. My website is www.georgeduarte.com. Very simple. www.georgeduarte.com.
You also have a website, right? With the same name.
Yes, yes. You know, it's better to go on George's first, remember?
Exactly. That's the flow chart.
Because they have to
contact George.
They have to first call
him. For your financing, for your purchase, your mortgage,
because
and your pre-approval,
important.
Everything.
You know, when they call me, believe me, many times, you know, it's very difficult for me to know what exactly I can do for them.
Right.
Because I have to first see that letter.
Are they at that level? Yes. Are they at
that level? And we'll know exactly how much of a home they can buy.
Exactly.
And once we see that, then we can just go and, as George already advised, make a wish list that this is what you want. You want a condo or a townhome or a, you know, whatever you can afford also in this market. So we'll just go and immediately roll and try to find the best property. You know, there's a lot of new construction, guys. And you can also call us for that new construction. George can give you a better loan because a lot of times these new construction people, they have lenders, but the interest rates are not really, right, George?
This is true, yes.
And so what you need to do, even if it's a new construction, a lot of people may not know, but we can help in many ways. We can talk to the, you know, talk to the builder. We can maybe get you some concessions. We can get you some upgrades. You never know what we may be able to do, and you are properly represented. And so
that's great suggestion. Thank you so much.
It's a real good point.
Thank you so much for being here, guys. And I'm sure listeners would have a very educational session with us on Real Estate Corner. So tune in every Wednesday, 10:30 to 11 p.m. 11 a.m. What has happened to me? I'm totally in real estate now. Nothing in my focus. So keep listening, Radio Zindagi, and we'll be back on Wednesday with more real estate chit chat.
And Jieja.
Jieja.
Making the right decision, first-time home buyers or seasoned investors, call Jeevan Zutshi at 510-589-3702.